Accession number 19783, reel 4.
Drop that in.
Right, fine.
Yeah.
Can you have your picture?
Yeah, I'll
have it. Right. If you could...
Yes.
Okay.
Korchak was, by profession, a doctor. But he did not want to go into ordinary medical service, treating the people who can pay. He wanted to give to society what he felt society needs. And he became a head of an orphanage. First, a Jewish orphanage, then a mixed orphanage of Jews, Jewish children, and non-Jewish children. He wrote many articles about how to bring up children and how to treat children as grown-ups, and he introduced a special court in the orphanage if a child committed something, that the children should pass sentence, this or that, they themselves had to punish themselves. And he also was a very great popularizer of this, of his idea, on the Polish radio. But with the onslaught of German propaganda, the Polish authorities gave him to understand that it is not nice for him to appear anymore on the radio. He was very disappointed, of course, but he still did his work as an educationalist, and he wrote many articles about education. He gave lectures not only in Poland, but also in Germany and in Austria. He was a Polish officer in the Polish army. And when the Germans came in, he also put on his Polish uniform, and he thought he would be immune, but he was not, and he had to go into the ghetto. He found it extremely difficult to maintain the orphanage because there were no funds for it. So he had to go out to various people with a sack and collect food for the orphanage. He worked very, very hard. And he was the one who was given the opportunity of escaping properly, temporarily, the fate of all the other Jews. But of course he refused it, and he paid the price. And now Korczak is memorized in both in Poland and in Israel, to such an extent that there were Polish stamps with Korczak's image in Poland, and Israeli stamps with Korczak's image in Israel.
Thank you very much, Danny.